Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 140 here with Rowland, of course. Yep.
Finally out of the 130s, now we're on to the 140s. Yeah. But, you know, before this episode starts, like always, you know, get your ears ready. I know, you know, a lot of you guys' ears fall off during this segment. But join the Discord. You know, we would interact with the community and stuff. We would like to, but you guys don't really join the Discord and talk to us.
You guys hate us, you know,
We want to do stuff for you guys, you know, help you out with certain things like games and stuff like that, you know, just talk to you guys, you know, just build a whole community, but you guys don't like Discord.
I mean, you like listening to us, obviously, but you just don't like talk to us.
They don't like clicking the links down below, you know.
It's just, yeah, don't look at the description, you just listen.
It's so difficult. It's so difficult to do this.
I know,
just clicking that link in the description. Oh, crap.
It's rough, man. I can't believe it.
I know, just a click.
Crazy. A click's crazy.
It's a lot of, it's too much. Way too much. But yeah, and also if you guys want to, you can get some merch in TeePublic down below as well. You know, maybe you guys will listen to that. Maybe some sexy Two Brothers Gaming merch. Oh, yeah.
It is sexy. It's nice. It's good quality too, man. Good printing quality.
Yeah, especially cheap too.
For what it is, man. That's the cheapest place we will find it for you guys. You know, we tried to find somewhere that wasn't expensive for you guys, because everywhere else is wanting like $30 a shirt, and you can get these for like $16.
Don't get us started on what was it? Printify.
Printify, man. Holy crap.
Printify.
We made it as cheap as we could, so we wouldn't even make no commission off of it. Like, we would make nothing off of it, and it was still like $34 a shirt, man.
I know. It was ridiculous. So, yeah, we didn't even make money off of that. And now we still get a little bit of money from TeePublic, which is good.
You get like a dollar a shirt. We can't control, you know, our commission off of it or anything to make the prices lower. We would, but.
But we just, you know, obviously make, you know, the shirts for you guys and everything. We put the designs on there for you. Obviously, sadly can't get, you know, our merch for free.
Yeah, I wish we could. But yeah, we got to buy it too. Dude.
So we're hoping to sell also.
Yeah.
But we can go ahead and get started here, though.
All right. So I know we talked about a while ago that Nintendo was suing Palworld, and it was rumored that it was over how the spheres worked. They were too close to Pokeballs. So now Palworld is changing the way the spheres work and how the pals come out of them.
So what you're saying is Pokemon is like, you know, every type of thing where you throw and, you know, something pops out.
Yeah, you can't throw a ball without Pokemon being like, that's not allowed. So, I own that.
So baseball.
Yeah, even baseball. So I'm surprised baseball games haven't, you know, Nintendo hasn't sued, you know, MLB The Show or anything.
Dang. We better watch out playing 2K, Ashton. You're throwing that ball half court.
Oh, yeah, you are throwing it one-handed that way. So Nintendo might sue 2K.
We're going to have to watch out because we could get sued too playing. But what I got here is, you know, the inner workings of Palworld have been altered in the latest update due to, you know, the possible, you know, Nintendo lawsuit filed against it. Palworld has been subjected to, you know, accusations of plagiarism and copyright, you know, infringement from the beginning. So they literally, I like how they literally just started suing them now and stuff.
Yeah,
I
mean, the game's been out since January, almost a year.
Yes. Why'd they wait so long?
I think they had to search. as much as they could to find something to sue over, because there really wasn't a lot to sue over.
All the spears.
I don't.
That's dumb. So yeah, if you guys play MLB The Show or whatever, you better watch out.
Might get banned.
Yeah. Might get banned from all your Nintendo home consoles. But it's mainly focused on its character designs and, you know, gameplay mechanics similar, you know, to certain aspects of Pokemon. You know, while this caused some controversy in the early days of its release, Power World has risen to, you know, unprecedented popularity. You know, concern arose among its player base. However, you know, Nintendo announced it would be suing Power World developer Pocket Pair Inc., you know, the goat of this game. Powers are such a good. We haven't played in so long.
I like it. It's just I was waiting for it to get cross-platform with Steam and Game Pass, because I had all my progress on Steam and then I'd play with you guys on Game Pass. But as of right now, it's still not cross-platform. But they're eventually wanting to make it cross-platform.
I hope they do eventually. But that concern was renewed today. Obviously not today, but when Power World version 0.3.11 featured changes to Pal Spears. This is a brand new Power World update, by the way. The palm size, you know, spear devices or players used to capture in some of their pals. The changes were first spotted by Niche Gamer. They do appear to be reflected in Power World's patch notes via Steam, so it's on the Steam patch notes and stuff. It says here, change the behavior of summoning player-owned pals. And so they, you know, are always summoned near the player. So, I don't understand that. Does it just, like, pop up? Do they pop up now, or do you not throw the ball, or what?
It says, basically what this means is that when a player summons a pal, they no longer do so by throwing the pal sphere wherever they want them to appear. Instead, the pal will simply pop up directly next to the player and can then be commanded to attack other pals, gather resources, or etc.
That is the lamest thing ever.
Yeah, it's I thought dumb.
It was cool.
It was cool, but Nintendo's like, oh, I own that. You can't do that. You can't throw a ball and have something come out of it that's alive.
Yeah. So dumb. But yeah, in practice, this means that when a player summons a pal, it's no longer do so by throwing the pal spear. So yeah, basically, pal spears, they're there, but you can't throw them. They literally just, like, there's no reason for a spear to even be there anymore.
I wonder if you can still catch them with it. Like how you'd catch them with the pal spear? It just says this is how you summon them. It doesn't say that how it changes you catching them.
Yeah, literally.
Because
I don't see
how you could do it with how you could not throw it and catch it. Like, you have to throw it to catch it, right?
Yeah, so I don't understand how it's going to work. They're going to have to add a different type of system to be able to catch the power.
Unless they're
like
still
that.
Allowed to catch them, they're just not allowed to summon them out of it. Nintendo didn't sue them for catching them with it. It was just for summoning them from it.
Yeah, I literally see nothing.
I don't see anything about catching them. It's just about summoning them.
Yeah, I don't see anything at all.
So dumb.
Yeah, but this person on Twitter, they're at is Queen Warden 48. They claim that the lack in control where the pal spawns makes it harder to win fights. Which makes sense.
It does make sense because instead of throwing it where you want it, like at a pal that you want to fight or something, it just summons next to you and it has to run.
Yeah. And you don't know where it's gonna spawn. It could spawn in front of you, behind you, you know, left, right. You don't know.
It could screw you if you're in between it and the pal you want to fight, like then you'll get attacked by the pal that you're trying to fight if you don't jump out of the way in time or something. That's stupid. I mean, maybe they'll fix it with an update or something to make it more suitable. I don't know, but It sucks that Nintendo done this. Like, it screwed around with the game that was good.
Yeah, it really does. I hate that. I hate that for Pocket in general because, you know, they made a really good game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of based on Pokemon.
A game that, for me, should have been a Game of the Year contender. It should have been a Game of the Year contender, man.
Oh, yeah, easily. I don't see how it wasn't, honestly.
Stupid. Did you see who won? Who won? You know who won last night? Game Awards was last night.
Was it?
Yeah, Astrobot won the Game Awards for the Game of the Year, and then it went a bunch of other categories. It won Family Friendly and crap like that.
I mean, I think Family Friendly.
Echoes of Wisdom didn't win a single thing.
That's the second time it's been rigged.
Zelda's
two years in a row.
Years in a row. Zelda hasn't
Iron
won
Man
crap.
2 or Tears of the Kingdom should have won last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Echoes of Wisdom should have won this year.
Echoes of Wisdom was such a different take on the Zelda franchise. I don't know. Like, I guess nobody from the Game Awards even played the game. I don't know.
I don't understand that. That's so stupid.
Yeah, I hate the Game Awards. It's trash.
The Game Awards is so rigged.
It's rigged.
We're not going over it.
Nope.
No, nope, it's rigged.
Next year, we're not touching it.
It's obviously rigged.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they get,
you know,
the us voters on you, like we vote online. We only get 10% of the
vote.
So we're not gonna win it anyway if we vote. You know, it's they've already decided it.
Astrobot, it's a literal PlayStation like type.
It's a PlayStation 5 game that's basically like a.
I know what it
a
is.
A demo, basically.
PlayStation 4 had it.
It's like a demo. It's like, because that's the PlayStation's mascot now or whatever crap. It's basically a demo game.
It's stupid. How did that win Game of the Year?
Echoes of Wisdom wasn't up for Game of the Year, but it was up for. Like a family friendly and game and crap like that. But Astrobot won Game of the Year, family friendly, like all the categories that Echoes of Wisdom was in, Astrobot won.
Yeah. That's stupid.
Bunch of boy. Echoes of Wisdom is such a good game.
You guys over there with the Game Award, you're completely dumb. Just quit. Let me and Ashton host Game Awards.
Yeah,
we'll actually, you know, get what people want. Not
Astrobot. Yeah, I get it. It should have been a contender on there. Whatever. It could have won a couple of the. I'm even okay with Game of the Year, but give at least Family Friendly. Echoes of Wisdom. Like that's Nintendo's category. That's Nintendo's category. An adventure Game of the Year. Echoes of Wisdom didn't win it. Astrobot did.
I get Astrobot's it's like a sandbox game, I'm pretty sure. But how was that adventure?
The two categories that Echoes of Wisdom was in, Adventure Game of the Year and Family Friendly Game of the Year, Astrobot won. And it already had one Game of the Year.
That is so stupid.
Baldur's Gate all over again. Baldur's Gate won so many stinking awards.
And Tears of the Kingdom won none.
It won
Spider-Man
2
didn't even win any.
I think Tears of the Kingdom won Adventure Game of the Year. But other than that, it went crap. It should have won Game of the Year.
Same as Spider-Man 2 also. It barely won crap, and then Baldur's Gate won everything.
Now, I won't say Echoes of Wisdom should have won Game of the Year. I won't say that. It was a good game. It should have been definitely an option.
Yeah.
But my Game of the Year this year is probably. Oh, I mean, I'll say maybe Black Ops 6, man. Like, it's such a comeback for the Call of Duty franchise because it's been such garbage the past
four years.
Listen,
if Black Ops 6 would have came out earlier, easily, Game of the Year.
And Power World was probably my second, honestly. Like, it's such a good game. And it broke records when it came out in January. If it would have came out with maybe June or July instead of January at the very beginning of the year, I think Power World would have been a contender. I think it still should have been a contender. But where it came out so early, people forgot about it.
I don't get Astrobot. I don't really get it.
Stupid.
Because Astrobot was kind of, there was kind of a thing like that on PlayStation 4 called like the Playground or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, Astrobot's Playground or something. Yeah.
Yeah. It was literally, it's literally like a copy and paste of that with different features.
The demo game, pretty much.
Yeah.
It'll have some DLC, the demo they said, but.
Maybe. Yeah, so. Yeah. The last game, like, Game Award game that was really, like, normal was, like, 2018.
I don't remember.
And even then, I think God of War won it.
Was it God of War? Might have been. I know 2017 yeah. Breath of the Wild won.
See, the last two, like, that were good with Breath 2017, 2018. The rest have been rigged.
Was it
like,
19 year... or 20 that Elden Ring won?
20. I get Elden Ring. No. 21.
I don't remember. Whenever it came out, it won Game of the Year.
21. Wait. Hold up. No, 22. Was it? Yeah, because God of War Ragnarok came out the same year.
God of War Ragnarok should have won, man. I mean, I get it. Elden Ring is a good game. Ragnarok, it's a part of like the Dark Souls series. I don't care.
But yeah, I think since I know why I didn't win, because, you know, obviously God of War came out late.
Yeah.
Same with how
Ragnarok, man.
It was so good. I know. I don't know how. Because, you know, God of War won in 2018 against, like, Red Dead Redemption, Spider-Man. It won against all those big games.
It was such a good game, though. God of War 2018, man, it was...
Yeah, if it would have, released a little earlier, it wouldn't have won Game of the Year.
I'm talking games that I beat this year. God of War 2018, I beat it in July. That's my Game of the Year. If I'm counting games that I beat this year. Not games that come out this year. That's a good game. And then even Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, man. It was a good game. I beat it this year.
It was too.
It obviously didn't come out this year, but I beat it this year, and it's such a good game. Holy crap.
So many good games. They make
good games. They have some questionable decisions.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't understand it, but we can move on to the next topic.
All right, yeah.
The game awards wasn't part of it, but
it was. We just had to talk about it because it was trash. Anyway,
that is dumb though. I think it's really dumb.
Aika's Wisdom got snubbed.
Anyway, got snubbed.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, man. Yeah.
Like even for like visuals, like the
Fortnite didn't even get ongoing game of the year. God of War. Helldivers 2 got ongoing game.
I mean, that makes Helldivers is a big game, but Fortnite's bigger. It's
Destiny
bigger,
2 was on there, and Fortnite and Helldivers.
Fortnite's still one of the biggest games ever. Yeah. Especially with OG coming out. And
but
stuff
I guess
like that.
Fortnite can't win it every year, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it did win Game of the Year in 2017, I'm pretty sure.
Breath of the Wild did.
Oh yeah, Breath of the Wild. I think Fortnite was like second.
Probably. I'm sure Fortnite won something that year.
I know it won most anticipated game.
Yeah.
And then a few other awards in it years after. But you would think it would win ongoing.
Maybe next year.
But yeah. I'm just starting to learn the game of the year awards rigged.
Oh, they're trash. You're up.
Especially after 2022.
Yeah.
23.
Last year was.
But let's move on. Let's shut up. Shut up, move on.
Yeah. All right. So, talked about a few months ago that there was a rumor that GTA 5 might get delayed till 2026. And then we had a topic not too long ago saying that no, it's 2025. Here we have another report that says 2025. So we're just. Yeah, kind of keep talking about kind of the same thing, but it's from different sources.
Yeah, but there's not. Yeah, there's different sources, and obviously there hasn't been much information on GTA 6.
They're just trying to give you guys a kind of a comfort that it probably will still be 2025. So you go ahead and tell them.
So Bloomberg's Jason Schrader has published another report on GTA 6. You know, I'm pretty sure the last time we went over GTA 6, you know, he also did the same report. But over the past few years, you know, the accomplishment journalist, you know, shared accurate information about the game ahead, you know, of its reveal with one trailer, you know, last year. He correctly reported the game would feature a man and a woman as protagonists, set in Vice City. Plus, you know, he was also right about the first GTA 6 trailer would be released, like, when it was released. So, you know, he's pretty accurate when it comes to that. But since the first trailer, you know, of GTA 6, you know, Rockstar's remained, you know, tight-lipped. And, you know, there has been nothing on, you know, the same level as other trailers to come. You know, we don't know.
Right.
You know, he even says here that Mr. Schrader, however, has... you know, reiterated a few things, given some new insights on the game's development and what's to expect. But the article on Bloomberg states that GTA 6 missed a few deadlines for a release. Now, we already knew this, likely, you know, given the change in a year. Take-Two, Rockstar Games, our company, expected to make around $8 billion, you know, which is a far, far more than they, you know, usually would. Take-Two said that the game is still projected to release in fall 2025. That said, Jason Schrader, you know, reveals that other game publishers are leaving it as long as they can to announce release dates to avoid GTA 6. So, they don't want it. They're trying to, like, other games are trying to wait for GTA 6 as well.
Yeah. Well, they know that if they release their game around when it releases, that they're not going to get as many sales.
Yeah.
Because so everybody's going to be buying waiting. GTA 6.
Yeah, so they're waiting for the actual, like, full-out release day and stuff like that. So make a move on, like, whatever.
I don't know which one would be bigger. If GTA 6 is announced and when it's going to release, or the Switch 2. Like, if they release it around the same time, which one's going to be the bigger seller at that time?
I don't know, honestly. That'll be close.
For me, I'd get the Switch 2.
Yeah, I would get the Switch 2. It's a whole different console. You can get the GTA 6 whenever.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, they're going to support it for the next 20 years, you know, like they did GTA 5. So, we went 20 years before we get a GTA 7, so.
But, yeah, I think Switch 2 I would get first.
I would.
Easily. There's really not much on this, though.
No, it's just another report saying 2025 instead of that one saying 2026.
Yeah, so just to let you guys know, you know, it's like fall 2025 still. So, yeah. Next year.
Hopefully.
Like, again, you know, not much. Same. But yeah, that's literally all there is. I don't have much else on this. All
right.
Besides, like, you know, the development time was forever, as we know, etc. But yeah, that's all.
All right. So I made these topics yesterday before the Game Awards. So obviously, last night was Game Awards. We didn't record. But it says Days Gone Remaster could be shown at the Game Awards. As far as I know, it was not. But I still wanted to leave this topic in here because that just lets you guys know that there might be a Days Gone Remaster coming up soon. You know, it's a rumor. It may be real. It may not. But this will let you guys know that this is a rumor that's going on that might eventually come true.
Yeah, so according to the latest rumors, it seems though that Days Gone Remaster announcement could be taking place at the Game Awards, which Ashton, you know, basically said it didn't, I guess. But
as far as I know, it didn't. I looked for it, and I haven't found anything about the game. I didn't watch Game Awards or anything because I knew it was rigged. But you know, as far as I've seen, it wasn't announced.
Yeah. But, Days Gone was first released in 2019. It's a really good game. It was, different, unlike, most of Sony's first party games and stuff like that. It earned mixed reviews, and stuff like that, because people didn't know how they liked it, because it was like an open world kind of based zombie type of game, different. But, excuse me. Still dealing with a little coffee. But, it says here it's possible that the long, rumored Days Gone remasters could be announced at the Games Award. But as Ashton said, there's literally, he hasn't seen anything on it. It still could have been announced, but, he,
I don't think it was, but
I missed it. I don't think it was either.
it still might be announced eventually. Like I said, that's the only reason I kept this topic in here, even though it wasn't announced last night, that just to let you give you guys a heads up that this might be coming up here in the next couple of weeks as a topic that, hey, Days Gone Remaster has been confirmed, or it's been,
Yeah.
maybe
I
it
mean,
won't come up
it's
again
kind of
because it's not real.
expected.
We don't know. It's just a rumor. You know how rumors work.
Just for, but so yeah, I guessing that it didn't get like said at the Game Awards and stuff like that. But obviously it might come out during maybe January or something like that. You never know. You never know with game dates and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, obviously, if it ends up being true, we'll let you guys know. But what was, I know
Yeah.
one thing that, and I didn't look at everything that was announced last night at the Game Awards, but I know one thing that was announced last night, and that's The Last of Us Part 2 remastered for
Yeah.
PC. It's coming out in April.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah. I still need to beat
Less
Part
this
1. I'm almost done with it. I need to sit down and do it.
is
But
Yeah.
I need to get it beat
Ashton just
before.
wants to play Black Ops 6 too badly.
Yeah, I need to beat a bunch of games. I need to beat Twilight Princess halfway through it for like 2 years. I need to beat Luigi's Mansion 2. I need to beat all kinds of games. Echoes of
Yeah,
Wisdom
me too.
now. I still haven't beat the final boss on Breath of, I mean, on Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
But Last of Us Part 2 remastered for PC comes out in April.
It's literally not much on that because we don't know.
Right. And then, like we already covered, I'll just say again because it's a PlayStation. Spider-Man 2 comes out for PC next month. And I still need to beat Spider-Man Remastered, Miles Morales. The first two before I get to Spider-Man 2.
Both of them are really good games.
I've played a little bit of both, I just haven't. Like I said, I got a crap ton of games I need to beat. Just
Yeah.
don't have
I
time.
beat both Spider-Man. It's
Working.
just, obviously not Spider-Man 2 because, I don't got peace up.
Working three, four podcasts, however many I have now. I have a
Hashing
lot of
lost
time.
count.
I have so many.
There's literally nothing else on that.
All right. All right, that's all the topics we have. Appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts. Rylan's been streaming a little bit more again lately, so go give him a follow and watch him on Twitch. And then follow the rest of our podcast socials, our Discord, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, pretty much all of them now.
Yeah.
Our merch on TeePublic. Listen to our sports podcast, Brother Sports Podcast. We're about to record episode 12.
Yep, 12, episode 12.
Brit. I don't say it every episode. I bring it up maybe once or twice every couple of weeks. Just to, we do have Cash App for podcasts in the description. If you're feeling generous, you want to donate us $1, 50 cents, whatever, or you can donate us nothing,
No.
that's fine. But if you
It'll help. It'll
want
just
to,
help us out and stuff like that. Yeah.
yeah, it'll help us out. Like Ron got himself a new mic. We put what money we do receive back into the podcast. So,
Yeah.
yeah, if you're feeling like it, do it. If not, you're listening enough and we appreciate it. Ron, do you have anything?
Yeah, just obviously as I say every episode, join our Discord if you guys want to. Obviously you guys without ears don't. Also, get merch if you want to. And also, if you guys are listening to this right now, you know, whenever you listen to this, we're most likely at 900,000 total downloads. So thank you guys so much for that.
Appreciate you guys. That's insane, man. That's crazy.
A giant number. It's crazy. So, you know, we're
that's a lot of people listening to us. That's crazy. We appreciate it.
It's awesome. But yeah, thank you guys so much for that. We really, really, really appreciate it. You know, a million, here we come, you know. It's awesome. But yeah, that's all I have to say. Get some merch if you want to. Some sexy Teep to Rose Gaming merch.
Beautiful. Beautiful merch.
Teep too. Pretty cheap as well. Especially for how expensive stuff
is. It's not even just t-shirts. Hoodies. All kinds of crap. You know, you can get it on a mug. You get a blanket. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you can get a whole bunch of the flags. So yeah, go support us on there if you want to. And yeah, that's all I have.
All right. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.